tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 16th of February 2026 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, it's the start of another week and we have some good news to start off the week with. And it concerns Rupert Lowe, the MP, the British MP. Now, he was an MP for the Reform Party and he fell out with Nigel Farage. He was effectively asking the leadership about what direction the party was going in. And Zia Youssef, the partial leadership of the party, chairman, I think, of the party, he reported Rupert Lowe to the police and claimed that he was threatening him. And Rupert Lowe says he was merely disagreeing with the leadership policies of Reform. So Rupert Lowe resigned from Reform and he's been an independent MP ever since then. And he's done an excellent job. I mean, he's probably the best British politician that we have had in my lifetime. There is very, very little that he says that I don't agree with. I follow him on X and he has all these ethno-nationalist positions. He's the only British MP who is talking about deporting millions of people. Well, over the weekend, he announced that his movement, the Restore movement, is now a political party. Restore. And if you look on Twitter, it's full of support for him. But will that translate into support for him at election time? Now, Mark Collette has written a piece about how this will divide the right, because it's really important that we get the Tories and we get Labour out of office, and Reform looked like being the best way of doing that. And you also had Habib, I forget his other name, Habib, this other non-white person that was quite big in Reform. Now, he left Reform as well. Ben Habib, his name is. He's quite good. You know, he's good on a lot of things. He's further to the right than Reform are. So he set up his own little party as well. And Mark was making the point that that's three right-wing parties now, which is going to split the vote. Now, Ben Habib has now said that he is going to merge his party with Restore. So it's only two parties that are splitting the right-wing vote. Now, yesterday on GB News, they had Zia Youssef, the chairman of Reform, and he was saying that Reform would be open to forming a coalition if it meant that they would win the election. And people were assuming that he meant Restore, he meant Rupert Lowe's party. But then on Twitter today, people are saying that, well, no, actually he meant the Tories. So Reform could form a coalition with the Tories to try and win rather than with Restore, which is quite concerning. And I think the main problem with Reform has been that it has taken in far too many Tories. In the last couple of weeks, they've taken in Suella Braverman, they've taken in Robert Jenrick. They've now taken in Nadeem Zahawi. All of these main cabinet Conservative Party members who were in office during the Boris wave and all the awful things that the Conservative Party did to us. So Reform are turning more and more into the Conservative Party. So it could come down to whether people dislike the Tories enough to support Restore. So, I mean, it is a bit of a quandary. Is it going to be splitting the vote, or is it now that we only have one nationalist party, a civic nationalist party that leans towards ethno-nationalism in Restore, and we have a Conservative Party, basically, in Reform? So instead of it actually splitting the vote, it means we've got two Conservative parties and one Nationalist Party, and the Nationalist Party is Restore, and the Conservative parties are the Conservative Party and Reform. Well, let's have a look at what the newspapers are saying about it. The first article that we have here comes from Breitbart. The field of mainline British politics has become more crowded as populist nationalist independent MP Rupert Lowe announced the formation of his new party, Restore Britain, in an apparent challenge to Nigel Farage's similarly named Reform UK. And I will just stop there because it's interesting that Rupert Lowe is referring to it as Britain rather than the United Kingdom. And of course, British is an ethnicity. United Kingdom is not an ethnicity. United Kingdom is effectively a corporation, while Britain and British is an ethnicity. And Rupert Lowe is the only politician to say that British is an ethnicity and English is an ethnicity, and having a United Kingdom passport does not make one British. So I think he's alluding to that in the name. Rupert Lowe, who was elected as Member of Parliament for Great Yarmouth in 2024 for Farage's Reform UK party before being ousted last year, said on Saturday, Britain does not need tinkering minor reform around the edges, not carefully curated cosmetic changes, just this time with the same failed ministers wearing a turquoise rosette. It needs restoration, a full-scale restoration, a restoration of courage, a restoration of responsibility, a restoration of a political culture that exists to serve the public, not simply protect itself. And that's interesting as well. Restoration implies traditionalism, doesn't it? To restore something to its original perfection or its original appearance, rather than reform, which just means slightly changing things, as he says here. It just means a tinkering around the edges. So he's admitting there that you need whole-scale changes, big changes, not just changes, minor changes, but fundamental changes. Fundamental changes such as getting rid of the European Court of Human Rights, such as getting rid of asylum policy, such as deporting people that can't speak English. All of these are things that Restore say that they're going to do in their policy papers. The announcement that he would turn his Restore Britain political movement into a fully-fledged political party comes on the back of his independent inquiry into the grooming gang scandal, which Mr. Lowe described as the rape of Britain. And the actual inquiry was called the Rape Gang Inquiry. So they're not mincing their words there, calling it grooming gangs. They're actually calling them rape gangs, which is quite confrontational. But it's also refreshing. And some of the stories which they have unearthed are absolutely scandalous. And I think when the Labour Party do finally carry out their inquiry, it will be measured against this one and the results of this one, which is a good thing, because I think it will show the Labour Party inquiry to be a cover-up. The former City of London financier said that his party plans on launching private prosecutions against the rapists themselves, mostly Pakistani Muslims, and those who enabled the abuse of mostly white working-class girls. Lowe said that the inquiry is drawing up a target list of rapists, police officers, social workers, council officials, politicians and NHS employees involved in the scandal for private prosecutions. And Elon Musk has said that he will provide some funding for this, because it's not going to be the actual police that are going to be taking these people to court or the Crown Prosecution Service. It's going to be private prosecutions. Again, it should be the state that's doing this. It shouldn't be down to one man to do this with money that he's crowdsourced from elsewhere. That is a scandal in itself. One of the things that the inquiry showed up is also that a lot of these girls may have been taken out of the country, taken to Pakistan, taken to India. So he wants to have an investigation of that to try and find out where these girls are and if they're okay and bring them back to Britain. Because effectively, these white girls were just turned into sex slaves. It's absolutely horrific, some of the stories that they had to hear. And I think hearing their stories has really galvanized Rupert and given him this real fire to achieve what needs to be done to try and put Britain right. The great Yarmouth lawmaker also vowed to take a hardline approach to immigration, describing plans by Reform UK to reduce immigration to net zero as insufficient and weak. So Reform's policy is one in, one out. Whereas Rupert Lowe's policy is much better. He says, it is too late. The barbarians are already at the gates, in the gates. For the foreseeable future, far more people must leave Britain than arrive. A country simply cannot survive without shared expectations and a shared culture, Lowe said, adding, I make no apologies for this. Millions must go. And as I say, he's talking about a lot of self-taught deportations. He's talking about creating a hostile environment that will encourage people to leave. Part of that hostile environment will be anybody of foreign ancestry that is on benefits will have to go. Anybody of foreign ancestry who cannot speak English will have to go. And again, this is the sort of policies that Patriotic Alternative have in their 20-point plan. And he's the only politician that is actually doing these things and saying that this is what needs to be done. And I think he will have a lot of support. And that's if people actually get to hear about him. GB News have been forced to do a couple of interviews with a spokesman for Restore. And of course, the problem with GB News is, as well as it being a mainstream channel, although a right-wing one, one that does support minimal free speech, it also features Nigel Farage as one of their chief presenters. So after Rupert Lowe left Reform, there was no more interviews with Rupert Lowe on GB News. So he may suffer from limited coverage for that reason. And also whether he gets enough decent people that can stand for election to be made into MPs. I mean, at the moment, there's just one man. There is Rupert Lowe. Hopefully, Jeremy Clarkson is going to join him. And there are a lot of other people talking about that on Twitter. But you need to have a lot of people behind him, a lot of quality people that can actually make good representation in Parliament before they can actually get voted in. I mean, this is, of course, this is Nigel Farage's argument as to why he's been taking these Tories on, is because Reform needs to have people that actually know how government works. But I think if you have people that are dedicated and their heart is in the right place and they're putting everything towards trying to restore Britain, then I think maybe that's more the sort of people that we actually need, that the people that aren't going to be afraid of not being liked by the left, for instance, not being the most popular people. I mean, a lot of these policies will not be popular among the left. And that's the sort of thing that Nigel doesn't like. I mean, he likes to be popular. He likes to be a popular person. He likes the fact that his approval ratings are much higher than Keir Starmer. But if somebody started making serious changes to immigration, their approval ratings might go down. And Rupert Lowe has shown that he really does not care at all what people think about him. That's one of the really good things about him. Similar to Reform, the Restore chief vowed to cut off welfare benefits to foreign nationals, saying, if you are a guest in our country, you will support yourself. If you cannot do that, then you must leave. Lowe also addressed the cultural aspects of mass migration, declaring that a restore government would seek to protect the Christian heritage of Britain and end the creeping Islamification of the country. He said that his party would ban halal and kosher slaughter in the UK, prohibit the wearing of the Islamic burqa, and outlaw the use of so-called Sharia courts. And the banning of halal and kosher slaughter, they have pledged to actually do on the first day. And he's the first politician in Britain to say kosher alongside halal. A lot of the anti-Islam right wing, the anti-Islam civic nationalists, they make a big thing about halal slaughter, but none of them will mention kosher slaughter. So again, this is what sets him apart from the civic nationalists. He's not interested, according to this, what it looks here, he's not interested that Jews might be perceived to be of a higher status than Muslims, and therefore we're not going to ban the Jewish slaughter. But no, what he's saying here is he sees them both on an equal footing. And regardless of what their social status is or what their standing is, the way that they slaughter animals is barbaric. And therefore he wants to ban kosher as well as halal. Britain is a Christian country, and under a Restore Britain government, it will remain a Christian country, he said. Again, it's good to hear from somebody who is not secular, who supports Christianity, who supports the country remaining Christian. The announcement from Lowe won immediate plaudits from the online right in Britain, many of whom have become disaffected from Reform UK and Nigel Farage over perceived weaknesses on issues such as demographics, which the Brexit boss and his chief deputies have taken a more liberal line on, previously arguing that culture should be the main concern rather than ancestry. And of course, they're not really mentioning it here, but Rupert Lowe does support English being an ethnicity and British being an ethnicity, and that this isn't just about culture. That's what he was saying there about there needs to be a shared understanding, shared ancestry, basically, a shared stake in the country. And also where they say here this perceived weakness on reform, when Richard Tice was asked about the Indigenous British becoming a minority, he said, well, I'm not going to be around at that time, so I'm not bothered. And that's the sort of thing that people are concerned about, that they are weak upon this. They're not going to deport enough people, and they're not concerned about the British people becoming a minority. However, some have raised concerns that Lowe's party will merely divide the right-wing populist vote and ensure that a left-wing government emerges after the next general election. Supporters have argued that a muscular nationalist approach is needed to convince disaffected voters to turn out to the ballot box. And that's a good description there. It is a muscular approach that Lowe has, as opposed to this weak approach from Nigel Farage and Richard Tice. According to a snap survey from the Find Out Now pollster, Restore Britain would win 10% of the vote compared to 25% for Farage's Reform UK. Meanwhile, the Green Party would win 20% and the Labour Party 15%, potentially setting up a scenario in which either the Tories or the Lib Dems can act as kingmakers in a coalition government. And I think that's why Reform have been saying, oh, we're open to a coalition, and people are thinking that what they mean is a coalition between Reform and Restore. And I think what we would actually end up with, though, is a coalition between Reform and the Tories. So it really is a vote for the right wing, which is Restore, the nationalist vote, or it is a vote for more of the same, which is voting for Reform / Tories. The division of the right emerged last year after Lowe was accused of seeking to take over the Reform Party in the wake of the great Yarmouth MP publicly criticising his then boss in the press, describing Farage as a messianic figure leading a protest party rather than a tight political operation. And I've had a look at that interview this morning, and it's really not that bad. I mean, what's wrong with saying that the leader of a party is like a messianic figure? I mean, that's a positive thing to say. It's saying that this person is looked upon as as if they're going to save the country, which is a good thing. It means they're going to get lots of support. And I think his criticism of them being a protest party rather than a political operation is true, isn't it? I mean, it's in the name of the party, reform. They're calling themselves, saying we want to reform things, we want to protest against them. It's reactionary rather than restore, which is saying, no, go back to the root. I mean, that's quite radical, isn't it? To restore something means to go back to the root, and that's what radicalism is. Tensions further erupted after then-reform chairman Zia Yusuf reported Lowe to the police over alleged physical threats. The Crown Prosecution Service said that there was insufficient evidence to provide a realistic prospect of conviction against Lowe, who denied the allegations. And I say that this happened last year. We've had a year to actually focus on Rupert Lowe, and in that year he has really shined, and I believe this was probably just a disagreement about policy. And I think, unfortunately as well, at this time Elon Musk came out and he criticized Nigel Farage, and he said Nigel Farage is not the man to fix all the problems in Britain. He just doesn't have it in him to do that. And then he came out in support of Rupert Lowe and said, well, Rupert Lowe is a much better chance of getting these things done. And I think that is what caused the split in reform. It's unfortunate that Elon Musk said this. I think he's been proved right that Rupert Lowe would make a better leader of reform. But at the time, nobody had really heard of Rupert Lowe. And Nigel Farage was the one in all the news. That's what everybody knew about. And this was before reform had taken on all of these Tories. So Elon Musk was correct, but I mean, it was really not a very thoughtful thing to say that somebody lower down in the party would make a better leader than the leader of the party. And of course, this was shortly after spending time with Nigel Farage and coming out in support of the Reform Party. And at the time, I thought, well, this is going to boost Rupert Lowe, thinking that he's got more support from the public than he actually has. But I don't think that. I think he's been very level-headed all the way along, really. As I say, I follow him. I look at his tweets every day. He writes stuff on X. He really doesn't seem to care what people think about him. Even his wages that he gets for being an MP, he gives them all away to charity. He doesn't even take them. I mean, he does seem to be a genuine good person to me. Well, let's have a look at what GB News have to say about this. They had a representative for Restore Britain on the news channel over the weekend. Speaking to GB News, Director of Campaigns at Restore Britain, Charlie Downs, declared Britons never voted for multiculturalism and mass immigration, two concerns he vows that the new party will crack down on. Of course, that's what PA say, isn't it? That's what their little documentary was about. We didn't actually vote for this. We've never voted for this. In actual fact, every time we get a chance to vote on something similar, such as the Brexit vote, which was a proxy for immigration, every time we vote for mass immigration to stop, and yet the government never do this. Explaining why Mr. Lowe decided to convert Restore Britain into a political party, Mr. Downs said, "So when we first launched Restore Britain about 8 months ago, the landscape was very different to how it looked now. The Conservative Party was in a bit of a tailspin. Reform were doing well in the polls, but not nearly as well as they should have been given this disastrous Labour government. And so we looked at the landscape and thought a movement was a better type of organisation to start than a party, because founding a party would have made it more difficult for Rupert to garner the kind of cross-party support that he's been so successful at creating for his motions, for his letters, and most importantly, for his petitions. All of which we have used over the last 8 months to advance the discourse on a number of different issues, most important issues facing our country at this time, from rape gangs. Our inquiry into the Pakistani Muslim rape gangs has just concluded, and the report is forthcoming, and some of the findings are absolutely, they will make your head spin, the most unbelievable evil that is going on in our country." So what's actually pushed him into declaring that he will now start a party is because Nigel Farage has accepted in all of these Conservatives. And Reform have just turned into a neo-Tory party. Instead of even being civic nationalists, they're just neo-Tory now. So this is why Rupert has now formed this other party, so that there is a genuine opposition to the establishment. I mean, Reform claimed that is what they were going to be, but because they're now taking in all of these Tories, they have become the establishment. This spokesman continued, all the way through to mass deportations of illegal migrants, to school holiday fines. Yes, they're going to remove the school holiday fines and allow parents to take children away for a certain number of days a year outside of the school holidays without fining them for it. And banning halal and kosher slaughter. So lots of very important issues which are fundamental to the character of our country and how it is changing. A little bit further on in the interview, he said Reform are the only party currently on the landscape, well, up until yesterday, that actually looked like they were anything different. But actually, if you listen to what Reform say, if you listen to what they actually believe, if you listen to the vision that they are offering for this country, it is really no different to what Labour and the Tories have been doing to this country for the last 30 years. And it's even revealed in the name of their party. We say that this system was never legitimate. The British people never voted, for example, for multiculturalism and mass immigration. And therefore, it is not enough to just stop and reform and conserve these things. They have to be reversed, and a different Britain, an older Britain, has to be restored, and so on. So they're talking about stopping immigration and reversing it. They're talking about re-migration. They're talking about stopping multiculturalism. Again, that these sort of policies, especially the stopping of multiculturalism, the saying that if you don't speak English, then you have to go back, you're not entitled to anything, that sort of thing will encourage voluntary remigration. That will encourage voluntary deportation. And it doesn't say here, but I'm sure they would actually give a financial incentive for that as well. So a combination of having a hostile environment for people that want to live in the country but don't speak English, and also having incentives with financial awards for returning to your ancestral homeland, both of those policies will result in a lot of voluntary deportations. And we've seen this in America. They're not really offering that much money in America. I think it's only about $3,000 and a free flight. But lots of people have actually been taking that up. And I believe Patriotic Alternative said that it should be about £15,000. And I can remember hearing a few months back, some of these Conservative Party members were saying it should be about that amount. I mean, it really is quite amazing that over the last year, Patriotic Alternative policies that were considered beyond the pale a few years back are now being taken on by mainstream parties. Making clear their stance on immigration, Mr. Downes concluded. That final point then, and this is really important, and to that end, yes, we are absolutely saying that we should be deporting all of those living in Britain illegally, of whom there are about 2 million. But actually, when it comes to those who come here legally and who hold a British passport, for example, if they are not integrating into our way of life, if they don't speak our language, if they commit crimes, if they are a net burden on the taxpayer, then they need to leave. It is that simple. This should not be a controversial view because mass immigration was never actually given democratic consent in this country. And every opportunity for the last 60 years that British people have voted against it. And yet it has still been imposed upon us. And so it is not unreasonable to say that the massive demographic change that this country has been through and is set to go through in the coming years has to be averted. Well, that really is a breath of fresh air, isn't it, to actually hear that from a mainstream party with a member of parliament. They already have a man that's actually in parliament in Rupert Lowe, and he's got the courage and the bravery to talk about deporting millions of people. I think that's absolutely fantastic, and we should give as much support to Restore as we can. I might even put an advert for them in the Radio Albion sidebar. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.